what you're saying on the street.
I'm Lauren Grady. Due to NCAA violations, the UNC football team wasn't allowed to be crowned Coastal Division champions, naming Georgia Tech the winner. But UNC still claimed the Coastal Division championship. We hit the streets to find out if you think UNC should have claimed itself as Coastal Division champions, despite being ineligible.
Hi, I'm Sarah Bassett. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I think it's sort of unrighteous that the UNC football players claim Coastal champion. Stats only say one thing, and it's not where you're ranked. It's like how you act, how you play. Even though I'm a Tar Heel, I think that we should have earned it. You know, we should have been there to play to win the trophies and the awards.
Jason Brooks, Snow Camp. I think they can claim the title, saying they've won it, but eligibility still counts. I mean, if you're ineligible, you really didn't win.
Heather Russell, and I'm from Raleigh. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm a huge UNC fan, so obviously I'm going to back us no matter what, and I feel like you can't punish the entire team for just a few people.
My name's Jasenia Golden. I live here in Raleigh.
Yes, because I hear that they're really good. I didn't go to the school, but a lot of people are fans.
Pete Corwin, Chapel Hill.
I think it was pretty cool. I don't think it was anything too serious.
Do you think UNC should have claimed itself as Coastal Division champions despite being ineligible?
Amanda Williams, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
I definitely say yeah, because most of the people who were a part of the thing that made them ineligible are not here anymore. So you're basically just having the players who are new be punished for something that they have nothing to do with in the first place.
Mike Mullen from Chapel Hill. Well, if they've broken the rules, I guess they shouldn't be claiming a title.
Debbie Simmers, Hillsboro.
You know, it's not something that I follow, so I don't know that I would have an opinion.
Taylor Robinette, Chapel Hill. I think it's fine. I mean, I think the way it panned out was there was a three-way tie, and if there weren't the investigations and all the academic frauds, they would have gone on to play in the ACC championship. I think technically they did win. I think it's fine for them to claim that they're champions.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.